Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot there last segment. We got through the NFL, room plays, college football. A lot of dogs in college football, including a play tonight if you want to take a look. And just to recap, Mariners, Blue Jays, a lot of home run props. That's what we've been seeing in the series, especially the last couple of games. So there are four home run props, and can't really do anything there. There's a Vlad Jr. under half a single, so they're saying you won't get a single. And then they're all in on Otani. Otani over everything. He's going to homer. He's going to hit the strikeouts. He's going to hit the pitcher outs. The homer number is plus 250 only, Sam. He's been awful. He finally got a triple last night, an extra base hit. And so now they're thinking, okay, here we go. I assume the same people are betting Otani every day and just waiting for that to hit.
Probably. Very possible.
You're in the hole.
I would never be betting Otani props 1, 2, 3 like the room is, though. Just lining up and spraying Otani props while he pitches, mind you.
Yeah. Most of them are the pitching props, too. He's going to get outs. He's going to get strikeouts. Well, we saw it with Glasnow, so it's going to happen again. We saw it with Yamamoto. We saw it with Snell, so it's going to happen again, right? Maybe. Got to lay $2 if you want to take the Dodgers on the money line. All right, let's figure out our contest plays. We put together, between the three of us, five contest plays for the upcoming NFL week. Let's see if we can agree on anything. Man, I don't know that we would have gotten to the Bengals +5.5, even though we like them as a show. But we pick them on Friday morning, so we march on. Sam, throw a game out. Where do you want to go?
Saints +5.
It's on my list.
Counting.
Yep. New Orleans +5. They gave us 5. That's where some spots are. Those 5s are going away, people, if you plan on betting the Saints. All right. Where do I want to go? What is this? Lions numbers, 5.5. Ooh. Okay. Their defense is amazing at home. This quarterback sucks on the road. We just talked about the weather conditions, and the pool's giving us 2.5. I like the Browns -2.5 against the Dolphins. Anybody?
I wasn't expecting that, but I can do it.
Sure.
Because of the number, because of the 2.5, it's not the 3 that's available in a lot of spots.
All right. I will go. I mean, lines are a consideration, but about Cardinals? Packers just aren't like they're playing with their food a little bit, regardless of quarterback. Cardinals in this spot at +6.5.
It fits what we do.
I was very unimpressed with Green Bay. I thought we were going to get a super strong effort coming out of the bye. Couple of disappointing results. They go in the bye, and you get a layup. You get a layup with a guy that just joined the team as the quarterback, and they just did enough to win that game. You never felt very comfortable if, say, you had Green Bay Survivor and you didn't come close to covering the 15 in that game if you were playing that. So I understand it completely. I don't have them on my list to bet, but I know, Sam, you like it, and I don't mind that play at all. Arizona +6.5. Even does the quarterback matter, Paul?
I'd prefer it to be Jacoby, but I'll play it either way.
Yeah. Okay. AZ, 6.5. All right. Dog, favorite dog. Sam, what you got?
I was going to throw two of them out there. Either Dallas +1.5, which, as we just talked about in the last hour, has already moved to a pick 'em. So either Dallas +1.5 or Denver -7. After hearing the room segment, it made total sense to me. Very clear, of course, because, you know, Denver scores 13 points in the London game, barely beats the Jets. The Giants beat the Eagles convincingly. Broncos stink. Giants good now. I could do either Dallas or Denver for nomination number two.
I think as you were talking about it, I had this moment of clarity. I was like, yeah, it's the Broncos. The public's on the Giants. You know, Dart hasn't seen a defense like this. It's probably the most difficult environment to play in, go into those elements. Something Dart is not ready for. Yeah, I don't care that they're coming back from London. I think that's the play. The question is, will Paul get on board? Because he hates Bo Nix.
I can get on board because I've famously said it's insane for Bo Nix to be laying more than a touchdown to anyone in this league. We're right on seven, so I'll get there.
Yes, okay. The semantics play of the week, Denver minus seven.
Okay, we've got one more to go. Two dogs, two favorites. Can we do a third favorite?
No.
I feel like if we do that, like, we're going against everything that we represent in life. We can't. Well, we can't have majority favorites.
Record isn't great this year picking dogs, so what the hell?
I know, but if you flip going the other way now, then this is when they're going to get you. It's going to be like all dogs.
So, Sam mentioned the Cowboys, but like if you're going by market, you guys are up on Philly, Minnesota, so we'll throw that out. Like, I don't want to bet the Chargers, but like that looks like Chargers could be an option. Niners, similar, like kind of gross, but inside of three. If we're looking at favorites, I mean, what else? Cowboys maybe is the one that kind of lines up the most based on what we've been talking about. Or Lions. I mean,
I'll be playing Lions. I don't want to line up with the room on New England.
Yeah. No.
Okay, what's the dog? What's the available dog?
Cowboys.
We can do Detroit if you want to. I'm not playing them, but I have no issue doing it with the group. Pinnacle's at six on Detroit right now.
Said all week Tampa was going to be in the room. That's my biggest disappointment of the week.
I bet you that's a Sunday game.
Detroit in the room.
Yeah. They'll be in the room on Monday. Tampa.
Detroit or Dallas?
Don't care.
Joe.
Let's go Dallas. CeeDee Lamb's going to play. McLaurin's going to be out. All right, New Orleans plus Saints, five, Browns. Cleveland.
Yep.
You
got it.
Cleveland minus 2.5, Cardinals plus 6.5, Broncos minus 7, Cowboys plus 1.5. Those are our contest plays for week number 7. Best of luck to everyone participating this weekend. Sam, anything else that you want to add that we have not talked about ad nauseum this week? I think we hit it all. We hit all the NFL games. We've talked about our college plays a bunch over the last couple of days. Anything else?
I think it's very wild that the market has shoved against Texas Tech from 11.5 down to 7. And the room's like, oh, Texas Tech. Yeah, of course, they've covered every game. I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona State won the game outright. It's hard to say, oh, take 7 or 7.5, but you have complete wins on opposite ends moving toward the middle, right? That usually leads to a hurricane, from what I've told. But all the favorite wins from the public on Tech and all the sharps on Arizona State, usually that leads to some chaos. I love Notre Dame. I love Maryland this weekend in college.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. Good stuff. I'm going to be on that Notre Dame over. I'm not too worried about the conditions either. Should be fine. Does anybody have a thought on Paul? Tell us about the steering wheel. Mateer's second game, laying five on the road at South Carolina. Stay away until we see it, right?
Yeah. I mean, Joe, that was...
It was bad.
Like, really bad. And, like, Venables, what? Although, against South Carolina, I don't know. There's a massive siren in my ear. Maybe that's a no.
It's fine.
I guess I'll say no.
Chi-Town, stand up.
Hey, it's
leave
no
it on,
stand.
Paul. Don't turn the mic off. Leave it on.
It's fine.
Let
we
freedom.
Like it.
Let freedom ring.
See, I like the background noise. I'm fine with it. Just don't have a dog in the room, or Sam's going to snap.
No, don't throw a ball to the dog in the room. Let's not mix signals here. I don't care that there's a dog in the room. Don't throw a ball to the dog and think that that's going to be the only ball being thrown.
He didn't know what to do. He was live on the air. He couldn't move. Yes, yes. I know. Last night.
He's talking about Murray. He's like, well, he was so mad at Murray. No, like, I didn't think throwing a ball to a barking dog was the greatest idea during our show.
During the broadcast for Thursday Night Football, like, every time he spoke, did you guys think about Herbstreit and the dog? And I was thinking about Al Michaels being mad about it for some reason. No. Nobody. They're going to ask you about it this afternoon, Sam. Just so
that
you know.
Was your concussion talking, Joe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
it
was
could
a train
been.
Drive. Take a knee, Joe. Take a knee.
We're taking a knee. Jake, is the NLCS over today?
I think it's way over. I think they kept the relievers, the long relievers, down for a reason. Sasaki only threw 18 pitches. I think they're way good. I think even if Ohtani goes only five, Sheehan's going to come in at some point and take you the rest of the way. So I think that's over. And I said it yesterday. I think the Blue Jays just win the series. I think the Mariners are absolutely about to pee down their leg with the rest of this. Give me the Blue Jays. I'm going to bet them in every game the rest of the way in the series. And they get dump trucked by the Dodgers in the World Series. Because that's
every
what's
game.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't let this series go back to Toronto. Like, how do you do that? Like, you had every chance to end this in Seattle, and they're mentally weak. They're the new Padres. Welcome back, San Diego. You're in Seattle now.
Quick question for the group before the Dodgers roll to a World Series title. Of this 650-1 parlay I'm holding, which leg loses? Dodgers World Series, Bama SEC, Chiefs AFC West, Ludwig Masters.
I think you know the answer.
I think you got a winner.
No, you got it. You're good.
I think you got a winner. By the way, Puka's out for the Rams. They just announced that. Puka will not play against Jacksonville.
All right. Yeah, no surprise there. That's your London game coming up on Sunday morning. I'll be on the air during that BetMGM game day. Sam will be on after me. Catch Paul Saturday right here on the BetMGM Network.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.